Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, we're off to a good start then. I almost don't know where to start with you. I mean, every interview is probably, hey, so tell me about your dad. But let's talk about you and what a great idea, taking your music, putting it in with your dad's. You had to do it, right?
Well, I didn't have to. I didn't do it for a lot of years. I really avoided it until a few really organic natural occurrences happened. It was a recording of my father's. I heard probably 20 years ago while archiving his music. I heard him playing all of these old songs, and they were really, really obscure tunes that I had been playing since I was a teenager.
Oh.
I realized we had this deeper connection to American music than I could ever imagine. This is really obscure, like Fats Waller, "You're Not the Only Oyster in the Stew." It's not "Ain't Misbehavin'" or "Honeysuckle Rose." It was, you know, deep cuts by Bessie Smith and Pink Anderson and Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee and Sam Cooke and all this different music, jazz, blues, soul, R&B, rock and roll. And I realized we had this really deep connection, and that was kind of the one facet of what made this show feel right. Playing guitar, picking it up as a piano player first and foremost, playing guitar, picking it up in my 30s, that changed my perspective of his music. And then the idea of this not being, you know, a cover band or a sound-alike situation, but a real tribute to my father's musical legacy.
Yeah, your dad passed when you were really young, right? I mean, so he really wasn't a musical influence on you, was he?
Well, of course, his music was present. And that's one of the beautiful things about my father, to me, is that he has been present because of his music my entire life, even though he hasn't been here personally. And so it's a pretty beautiful thing. And to be able to share that with an audience is a gift.
That's awesome. Well, AJ, tell me a little bit about your music. You're a very well-trained pianist yourself, and you've traveled the world with some of the greats as well, haven't you?
I have. You know, I guess it started with May Axton hearing me play. May wrote Heartbreak Hotel. She called her friend Cowboy Jack Clement. I was 17.
Wow.
And she said, "You got to hire this kid." So I was living in Southern California. He flew me to Nashville. That was my first session, was with Cowboy Jack Clement.
And, wow.
Elvis's band, James Burton and just Ron Tutt, that amazing band. From there, B.B. King heard me, and then I was on the road with him, and then Ray Charles and Aretha, James Brown, the Nevilles, a lot with the Nevilles. And of course, I was doing my own music and playing with, sitting in with those groups as well.
That's a great background, and a lot of folks may not have heard you, but you've got 10 albums out, and you've had quite a career you've carved out for yourself.
I feel pretty fortunate. I've been able to do what I love my entire life. It is a roller coaster. Sometimes things are better than other times, but I'm pretty grateful to still be doing this and touring after 32 years of it.
I got to ask you, what'd your mom think when you decided to go into music?
I think she understood it. She was encouraging on one hand, but she wanted me to go to college. And so when I was of college age, I was in my, like, not even a quarter into the first semester when I got the call from B.B. King, who had heard me, seen me play. And he asked if I wanted to go on the road, and there was no turning back. On one hand, she was you know, disappointed that I didn't have that experience, but I think she also knew that I was about to have a completely different experience that I couldn't say no to.
Oh my gosh, how do you say no to B.B. King calling you up saying he wants you to tour with him? That says an awful lot about your talent. You just go with that, right?
Of course, of course. I mean, I'm like the last generation in a way, people my age who really got to perform with some of these iconic artists. You know, I feel really fortunate to have had that opportunity when I was young.
So tell me about what this concert is going to be like when folks see this. Is there acoustic set? Is there full band? Is it rocking out? Is it jazz? Is it a little of everything?
It's a little of all of it. You know, the focus is my father's music. You know, we're going to play all the hits, but Every night, the audience gets to, you know, pick songs. I really want to know what they want to hear every night, and we're going to play that. There's a lot of amazing footage and videos, collages going on behind us that are beautiful, and you know, they're emotional and funny, and it's a very energetic show. The band is wonderful. It's a stage full of Grammy-winning musicians who I've played with for 8 years now, so the band is really tight, and we can turn on a dime. And I, you know, coming up as an improvisation was such an important part of my playing. It makes the videographer and the crew kind of crazy.
Looking forward to it. Well, November 11th, the closest to us here in Youngstown is the Akron area at the Goodyear Theater, and looking forward to that. AJ, such a pleasure meeting you, and thank you so much for sharing your music and your dad's music for the world.
Hey, thank you, Gary.